Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment on Halachos of Traveling, a totally new topic, which is boat travel on Shabbos. So let me address a few things here. One is the Gemara says one is not allowed to begin a water journey within 3 days before Shabbos. The concern was, there's machlokas as to why that is. There's a dispute. One opinion says because if a person hasn't been traveling for 3 days before Shabbos, it takes a while to get used to traveling on the water, seasickness, things of that sort. So that means if a person travels right before, it gets on the boat right before Shabbos and it goes right before Shabbos, they're going to be seasick on Shabbos, and there's a concept of having a pleasurable Shabbos experience. It's one argument. The other argument is, it's very possible when one is traveling by boat that someone could be in danger of losing their life at some point on the trip. And of course, the halacha is that we are mechalel Shabbos. We desecrate the Shabbos if it means that it will save a life. So basically, if a person is beginning the journey within 3 days before Shabbos, they're sort of already in the pre-Shabbos zone. So to actively and knowingly create a circumstance that might lead to Shabbos desecration because of risk of life when you're sort of in the pre-Shabbos zone, that's not considered appropriate. Based on this, if there would be, one would be very surprised to hear about any type of kosher cruise that takes place in the second half of the week. And, truth be told, it's extremely common for different types of kosher cruises to take place, to set sail in the second half of the week. So how does this work? There are authorities that are strict about this. Many authorities are lenient about it because they argue that the dynamic of these beautiful cruise liners that we go on today is so different. Thank God it's the safety, as we mentioned earlier in the series, the safety is of a much higher level. And thank God the comfort, in other words, you're not shifting to and fro on some kayak. I mean, you're really in a very big, significant cruise liner and much less likely to have discomfort at sea. So that's one issue. But there are those who are strict about this. It's important to note. Okay, the second issue, which I think is more important to keep in mind, is Trum Shabbos. So Trum Shabbos is a basic limit as to how far one is allowed to travel on Shabbos. Basically, it's 2,000 amos in each direction from the edge of the neighborhood in which one lives. Now, the halachic way that we define neighborhood is it extends if there are people living, etc., in places. Bottom line is you're very hard-pressed to find modern-day applications of Trum Shabbos in our regular in our regular urban communities. It's very rare. I mean, you go to farm area, that might be a different story, but Trum Shabbos in our normal neighborhoods you don't have. But if you go on a boat, that is a different story, because out on a boat, obviously, there's really no society out there. So there's a very interesting thing about traveling by boat. The halacha is that if you're above 10 tefachim, approximately 30, 40 inches off the ground, you're not limited by the halachas of Trum Shabbos anymore. So when you're sailing on your boat, you're not limited by Trum Shabbos. But if you dock somewhere on Shabbos, then now when you step out off that boat, you're on terra firma. So now the halachos of Trum Shabbos kick in, and you're far from where you began Shabbos. So the whole idea of 2,000 amos from the outskirts of the neighborhood in which you live isn't true anymore, because you're way out of the outskirts of the neighborhood that you started Shabbos in. You might have started Shabbos at sea. So the 2,000 amma measuring stick begins at the dock when you set foot off of the boat onto the dock, which means 2,000 amos is very little. 2,000 amos is something like 4,000 feet. You have very little area in any direction to go. So therefore, common advice is if you're on some type of cruise, you should not get off of the boat on Shabbos. Technically, it's not true that you can't. You may get off the boat on Shabbos. You're just very limited in how far you can walk. So therefore, the most practical advice normally is not to, it's fine if the boat docks, it's fine if people get on and off, but for observant people, not to get off of the boat itself on Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.